Dr. Warren Slayton is a board-certified physiatrist who is trained at the best institutions for medical school through fellowship training. He graduated from Washington University Medical School in St. Louis. He completed a residency in physical medicine and rehabilitation at University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey at Newark and Kessler Institute for Rehabilitation. After a few years of practice, he completed a spine fellowship at Florida Spine Institute in Clearwater, Florida. He is board-certified in physical medicine and rehabilitation with a subspecialty certification in pain medicine, medical acupuncture, ozone therapy, and bioidentical hormone replacement. With training in musculoskeletal ultrasound, prolotherapy, neural prolotherapy, platelet-rich plasma injections, and neural therapy, Dr. Slayton has now brought all of his experience and expertise together to establish the Regenerative Healing Center right here in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Now, here's Dr. Slayton.
Good evening. This is Dr. Warren Slayton, and welcome to the Regenerative Healing Show. And you can call in during the show at the WABC studio here. I am live right on top of Madison Square Garden, and you can reach me here at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222, or you can call me after the show at the office at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. Or you can check out my website, njhormones.com, njhormones.com. Or you could even check out my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show. So let's talk. Tonight's topic is going to be about testosterone. And what I really want to impress upon you with this show is that if you are overweight, testosterone may save your life. And tonight you're going to learn about testosterone, and you're going to learn why I make that statement, because there is a lot of health hazards with being overweight, and testosterone can be a great first step in reducing that weight. So let's talk about that and talk about what. First, we're going to talk about why is being overweight so dangerous, okay? So you're probably aware that obesity is an epidemic. And among adult men, 70% are overweight. That's a lot. And when you are overweight, you are more likely to have increased visceral fat. And that's a very dangerous kind of fat. And so what is this visceral fat? So if you're overweight, you might have a big belly. They call it a beer belly, a big pot belly. And so you see this fat that's protruding. Not a pretty sight, but that's not the dangerous fat. The dangerous fat is the fat on the inside, the fat around the organs, such as the liver, the kidneys, and the intestines. And this is the fat that threatens your health and threatens your life. Why is that? Because this visceral fat generates inflammation in your body. And this inflammation is the foundation or primary cause of so many chronic diseases. I'll just name a few right off the bat that we're all very familiar with. Heart disease, cancer, dementia. Okay, all of these are rooted in inflammation. So when this visceral fat is there, and there are people that have visceral fat even without a lot of fat on the outside. So they could be thin and still have visceral fat. And while you could be overweight and not have a huge amount of visceral fat, chances are if you're overweight, you're much, much more likely to have this visceral fat and this very dangerous fat that leads to all kinds of diseases. So you want to do what you can to get rid of this visceral fat. Another aspect of visceral fat is it's the foundation for insulin resistance. So that pathway of diabetes associated with inflammation. Again, it's a very dangerous situation. In fact, it's interesting, we could do a whole topic on this, on dementia and diabetes, but they're very linked together. And the link is the increased glucose in the body causing the causing diabetes, and that when these proteins get glucose, when they get glucose on them in the brain, that's a big risk factor for diabetes. So there's a term for diabetes, for dementia now, where they call it diabetes mellitus type 3. So it's really the most common diabetes in it for adults is diabetes type 2. Type 3 is kind of a nickname of sorts, just to highlight the fact that dementia is so tied in with excess glucose and insulin resistance. So it's something that you really want to try to prevent, and if you have it, to treat it. So the biggest challenge with this visceral fat is it leads to a vicious cycle. And so the increased visceral fat leads to the insulin resistance. And as your fat goes up, and this is where we're going to bring it home to testosterone, your insulin resistance worsens, and then there's increased insulin floating around that causes further increased fat, because insulin is one of the roles that it does is it stores fat, which is good if you, if we're out in the wild and we're trying to store fat in the winter, but when we have too much of it, it's a bad thing. And so as your fat increases and your insulin resistance worsens, your testosterone levels go down, okay? And when your testosterone levels go down, that leads to more fat. It leads to less muscle and more fat. So your body morphology or the shape or the tissues of your body change. So when your testosterone goes down, you end up with more fat, and that leads to increased insulin resistance and more fat and lower testosterone. So it's a very vicious cycle that leads to multiple chronic diseases. So what we're going to talk about today is how we can break this vicious cycle with testosterone. Okay, so we're going to talk about that in just a moment. I just want to let you know again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Right now, I'm on top of Penn Station at the Madison Square Garden at the WABC studio. So you can reach me here at the studio at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Or you can reach me at my office at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. Or you can check out my website, njhormones.com, njhormones.com. Or you can check out my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show. So let's talk about testosterone, okay? And the reason I want to talk about this, and really the whole reason I'm bringing up this topic is I'm really, especially if you're overweight, for the reasons I've all mentioned, I'm very concerned for your overall health and well-being, and I really want to be able to help you reverse this negative health spiral that you might be in. And so I really, my purpose for doing the show is to give you the information, but also to help you act so you can reverse this cycle and improve your health. And I really want to be a part of that for you. And the way I can do that is if you call either during the show or after the show, and I'd be happy to talk to you further. So testosterone is, we all know it as the primary male sex hormone. It's responsible for male sexual development. And it's basically vital for maintaining your normal energy. It's vital for maintaining your mood. It's vital for maintaining your libido and erectile function. So, but testosterone performs a wide range of functions throughout the body. It's really a big energy-driving hormone for men and even to a lesser extent women. And we'll touch on that a little bit before the end of the show. But what happens is, unfortunately, is as we reach our 40s, the testosterone level starts to decline. It peaks in the mid-20s, mid to upper 20s, and then starts to gradually decline from there. It declines by anywhere from about 1.5% to 2% a year. And so as it's declining, okay, and as your testosterone level is going down, we find ourselves with a decrease of energy and a slowing of metabolism. So it's very, it's not a coincidence that for a lot of men, that paunched, that pot belly develops in the 40s and 50s. And that's one of the key drivers of that is the testosterone level that's going down. So the as the testosterone level goes down, your metabolism goes down, and then you start to get this weight gain. Okay, and so it's not like, you know, hopefully your wife's cooking is awesome, but it's not like the cooking got better in your 40s and 50s, and it's not like you might even be eating more in your 40s and 50s, but what happens is your metabolism is slowing down, and part of the reason your metabolism is slowing down is because your testosterone levels are going down. So this leads to multiple health problems. And in fact, it's been shown that men with low testosterone have multiple increased health risks. Okay, I'm going to just rattle off some of those health risks. One is increased heart disease. Okay, so heart disease, the risk of heart disease goes up, which is a bad thing. And the risk even of osteoporosis or thinning of the bones goes up. And the other aspect is your brain health declines. Okay, so those are just a few. Obviously, sexual function will decrease as the testosterone level goes down. That's a more direct connection that we're all familiar with. But even some other aspects, such as muscle loss, that's very tied in with testosterone. Risk of stroke worsens as our testosterone decreases. Even risk of type 2 diabetes. And I touched at that with the opening of the show. Your fat goes increases, and that puts you at increased risk for diabetes. And, of course, your weight goes up as your testosterone goes down. So all of these aspects a part of your testosterone level going down. So when your testosterone level is going down, your health is at great risk. And when you have that increased fat developing, your health is at great risk. And so it's very important to try to do something for your health. And we're going to talk about what to do. And I'm going to talk about, obviously, one of the best things that you can do and one of the great first steps that you can do is by starting testosterone replacement. So if your level is decreased, you're at risk for all these diseases. So you want to get your testosterone up to a good range to reduce your risk of those diseases. I'll give you another example of why this is so important. I'm going to cite a study here, and that is that they looked at testosterone level and heart disease. Okay, and by heart disease, we're talking about heart attacks and cardiac events. So the risk of heart events, so we'll call it a heart attack, a stroke, okay, those are obviously potentially fatal conditions. And they looked at those in the lowest level of testosterone had the highest level of risk of stroke and heart disease. Those with the highest level of testosterone had the lowest risk. They had the lowest incidence of heart disease. So in other words, it's almost like an X with testosterone level going up, the risk of heart disease going down. So, of course, the goal would be to get your testosterone level at a level that will reduce your risk of heart disease. So, again, this is your health. This is your lifespan. This is such an important difference in the way that you live and your overall health. So it's so important to take control of your health. And I can tell you that a lot of my patients who have low testosterone levels, they often are sometimes the slowest to call or the most hesitant to call. And part of that is when your testosterone level is low, your energy level is low. And so you have all this increasing fat and you don't have the energy to take care of it. So I don't want to tell you that just by magically taking some testosterone, you're going to feel awesome and it's going to magically make you feel better. But what I will tell you is that it's a fantastic first step because there are other aspects as well. Of course, you want to be eating better and you want to be exercising. My patients with low testosterone tell me that they don't have the energy to exercise and they just feel fatigued all the time. And so again, with jump-starting yourself with testosterone, you can get that energy you need to take care of the other aspects of your life that are going to improve your health. So that's why, again, testosterone is such a great first step in reversing the vicious cycle that we've talked about. So again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center in Ridgewood, New Jersey. Right now, I'm live at the WABC studio, so you can reach me at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. And really what I want to do is help you take that first step. And again, you can call me at 201-882-1500. That's my office in New Jersey, where you can reach me after the show. Or you can check out my website, njhormones.com, or you can check out my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show. So we've talked a little bit about the jump-starting with testosterone, and I am here for you as a way of helping you take that first step. So we check and see what your levels are and see if this is the right mode of treatment for you. But if it is the right mode of treatment, I can really help you turn your health around and get started first with testosterone replacement and then directing you on ways to improve your health, improve your diet, improve your exercise. But most important, once you start testosterone, you're going to have the motivation to do those things. So many of my patients, when they get started, they don't have that motivation. They don't have that energy. And by initiating testosterone replacement, we're able to help you turn your life around and turn your health around in a positive way. So let's talk about some of the benefits that can happen, that especially if you're overweight and need a jumpstart to your health, how testosterone can play such a role. So replacing testosterone is going to reduce that visceral fat and convert some of that fat to muscle. And by converting it to muscle, that facilitates your ability to exercise. It's going to improve your energy and vitality. And it's going to improve your sexual function. And while that won't save your life, it's certainly going to improve your ability to enjoy life. And as far as your health goes, your heart health is very likely to improve with testosterone replacement. Testosterone replacement tends to decrease blood pressure. Again, reducing risk of heart disease. One of the ways it does that is by improving your lipid profile. And it does that by elevating your HDL cholesterol, which is the good cholesterol, and reducing your LDL cholesterol, which is the bad cholesterol. And because your fat is being reduced, the inflammation is going down in your body, so your overall health is improving. And I'm going to talk about a couple of concerns about testosterone. Before I do that, I'm going to take a call from Nick in Union. Nick? Okay, so we'll get to that in just a moment. But what I wanted to talk about are some of the concerns about testosterone. And there's two main concerns. One is that it can cause prostate cancer. And that is absolutely not true. I don't want to use the term fake news, so I will not. But I can tell you that the study after study, multiple studies have shown that testosterone does not cause prostate cancer. Another aspect is, so there's an FDA label. On the FDA label for testosterone, it mentions heart risk. But that was based on several case reports, and study after study, has, including on people with heart disease, have shown decreased risk of heart disease and decreased risk of cardiac events with testosterone replacement. And the way I want you to think about that is think logically, okay? And the logical way I want you to think about it, we'll talk about like the Socratic method here. When is your testosterone level the highest? It's when you are young. And when is your risk of heart disease and when is your risk of prostate cancer the lowest? It is when you are young. So it's when your testosterone levels go down as we get older that your risk of heart disease increases, and replacing testosterone reduces the risk of heart disease. And it's when your levels go down as you get older, that's when prostate cancer comes on. And I'm not saying that testosterone will prevent prostate cancer, but in studies, it has been shown that those with a higher level of testosterone, if they do get prostate cancer, have lower Gleason scores or lower severity of their prostate cancer. So, and those with lower testosterone levels have higher Gleason scores. So you really, and that's partly because you have all this excess inflammation in your body, and that's what's some of the roots of and causes of cancer. So now it looks like we might be able to reach Nick in Union. Nick?
Hey, hi, doctor. How are you?
Well, Nick.
Listen, they put me on testosterone for a few months, and what happened was my estrogen levels went through the roof.
So, okay.
And he wouldn't give me estrogen blockers for whatever reason. He goes, no, I don't want to give you that. So he put me on Clomid, Clomiphene.
Uh-huh.
And that worked great. I mean, he goes, you know, you have to make sure that all the signals are working between the testes and your, pituitary gland.
Uh-huh.
So everything's working perfect. The problem is my estrogen levels also kicked up. And he won't put me on receptors. He goes, no, I'm just going to put you on a diet because, you know, if you lose weight, then you won't have as much of a problem with estrogen. And I'm like, no. I had lost the weight, and it's still, every time I do the testosterone or Clomid, which actually works good, just that it brings up my estrogen. Is there anything I can do about that?
So I will tell you that as your testosterone level goes up, your estrogen level will also increase by about 10% of what your testosterone level is, but there's absolutely no problem with that increase in your estrogen level as long as the balance is correct. I can talk to you more about it after the show because I don't want to get distracted by that. So if you hang on, I can discuss it with you further. But I do want to tell you that there is nothing to worry about in that regard. So, but if you hold on for after the show, I'll talk to you about it in more detail, but I don't want to get into the weeds, because I want to bring out the basic information for people out there to really understand how they can improve their health with testosterone replacement. So, a couple of other points that I wanted to bring across is that with testosterone replacement, okay, I just want to summarize that it's such a great way to dramatically improve your health by decreasing your cardiac risk, decreasing your fat, and increasing your muscle. And so by doing that, your energy is going to be up, and your vitality is going to be up, and your risk of heart disease is going to be lower. And so it's so important. Unfortunately, if you do have that excess fat, you are at risk for so many diseases. So you want to do all that you can to reduce that excess fat. And the best way to start with that is with testosterone replacement. So I just, again, the in terms of the concerns about testosterone replacement, the logical way that I think is if the levels are high when we are young and we feel so vital and energetic, number one, why would testosterone be harmful if that were, if it, like, it just doesn't make any sense because it's such an important part of our health and vitality. And the fact that when you when those levels are going down as we enter our 40s and then especially in our 50s and 60s, we want to do all that we can to improve our health and vitality. And one of the best ways to do that is by getting that testosterone level back where it was. And the when that happens, the energy level increases, the weight decreases. So it just seems to make sense to me that you want your levels at a level where you feel that energy and vitality. So if the levels are low, you want them increased. And you want them increased to where you're feeling that energy, you're feeling that vitality, you're converting fat back to muscle because you got that paunch. That paunch partly developed because it was taking your muscle and turning it into fat. Well, you want to reverse that process. And the best way to reverse that process is with testosterone replacement. So again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I want to help you improve your health, and I want to help you with that first step by looking at your testosterone levels, seeing if you need replacement. And even for women, women don't need the same level of testosterone that men do, but they also benefit. In fact, testosterone helps women with converting fat back to muscle, and even breast cancer prevention is achievable with testosterone. So that's right. Testosterone helps prevent breast cancer. So again, it's important for your overall balance of health for women, and it's important for men to jumpstart their health, jumpstart the road to health with testosterone replacement if your levels are low. Again, it's Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. It's a little late to take a call right now, but if you call, I'll talk to you after the show. So you can still call the studio here at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Or you can call me after the show at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. Check out my website, njhormones.com, njhormones.com. Or you can check out my YouTube channel, the Regenerative Healing Show channel, and become a subscriber. So again, it's Dr. Warren Slayton. Just to summarize our show today, if you have excess fat, you are in grave danger, okay? You're not in grave danger for something imminent happening, but you're in grave danger for a chronic disease developing. You're at increased risk for heart disease. You're at increased risk for dementia. You're at increased risk even for cancer. And you want to do what you can to reverse that heart disease. And one of the best ways to reverse it is to reduce that obesity. And the best way to reduce that obesity, to get that process started, is with testosterone. Many people overweight have low testosterone. By replacing your testosterone, getting it at the right level, your energy will improve, your fat will decrease, your muscle will increase, your sexual function will improve, and most important, your risk of heart disease will go down, and your risk of dementia will go down, and you will start to lose weight. And especially more importantly, converting fat to muscle. Reducing that visceral fat is the key to your health. It reduces that inflammation, and testosterone is a great way to get that process started. It's Dr. Warren Slayton. You can reach me after the show at my 201-882-1500, njhormones.com, the Regenerative Healing Center in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. And I look forward to speaking to you next week. Next week, our topic, a little bit of a change in changing gears, because we're going to talk about a pain treatment called prolotherapy, and we're going to be focusing on shoulder pain. Again, thank you for listening. This is Dr. Warren Slayton. Please call. I'd love to be able to help you. 201-882-1500.